Hey guys, this is Rudy Dazzleworth coming back at you with another PlebSlop Pulitzer article. This one is titled, How Overnight Not Grubbles Abandoned Everything He Believed About Bitcoin Spam by Justin Beckler. The article was originally posted on Twitter and can be found on Justin's Twitter page. The article includes multiple screenshots I will not be reading, just for efficiency in getting you this groundbreaking piece of pleb journalism. Something is happening to Bitcoin's anti-spam movement. One by one, accounts that spent years raging against inscriptions, warning about blockchain bloat and defending the right of ordinary node runners to sync and verify Bitcoin without downloading a sudden flood of spam, have reversed completely. Or over 2 years, NotGrubbles was one of Bitcoin's clearest and most aggressive voices against spam on the network. I was his biggest fan, and there are hundreds of tweets that could be embedded in this article to document why so many of us who are toxically opposed to spam on Bitcoin fist pumped every time he posted. Then something happened in August, a sudden and shocking 180-degree reversal on Bitcoin spam. This is the documented record of that reversal, sourced entirely from his own public posts on X. Note, since research for this article began, Grubbles has been actively deleting posts from his timeline, and several damning tweets cited in earlier drafts are no longer accessible because I was a dummy, and screenshots weren't captured before they disappeared. Phase 1. The Anti-Spam Warrior, 2023 to 2024. When the first 4 megabyte inscription block was mined at the very beginning of the inscriptions exploit on February 1st, 2023, at NotGrubbles reacted the way any principled Bitcoiner concerned about block space abuse would react. He wanted to filter it. He wanted to apply spam filtering to his own Bitcoin node. He saw Luke Dashger's filter patch as a sensible, necessary tool. In early 2023, this was a considered, technically informed position from someone who understood what was at stake. Over the following weeks, he went further. He raised alarms about what inscription spam was doing to the network's infrastructure, and he understood the problem through the lens of the people who actually run Bitcoin nodes. This is a precise, technically sound argument. Inscription spam bloats the blockchain, pressures node operators into pruning, and centralizes archival data. Fewer archival nodes means slower IBD for new participants. He understood the externalities. He articulated them clearly, and we all know that he was right. He called it what it was, repeatedly, without hedging. He also understood and stated clearly that spam degrades the ability to run a node. On December 9th, 2023, he connected the dots between spam and the real-world cost of syncing Bitcoin. Harder to sync a full node. Those are his words. That was his concern. He will abandon this argument completely within 18 months. By late December the 20th, 23, his position had only hardened. When the Atomicals ARC20 Quark token launched, requiring approximately 1 million on-chain transactions to mint out, his response was unambiguous. He warned about JPEG spam outpricing Lightning on-chain operations, precisely the kind of economic displacement that spam inflicts on legitimate Bitcoin users. In November 2024, he was still fighting the same fight.
This has been a preview of another episode, Pleb Slop Pulitzer Prize Pieces with Rudy Dazzleworth. Listen to this full article by subscribing to the Bugle Weekly on Fountain.